أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابثين فيها أحقابا. At the beginning of the surah, Surah Amma, Surah Naba, Allah Ta'ala, Tabaruk Ta'ala, explained how the non-believers, so to say, make a joke out of Qiyamah, also asking questions, when will it come? It hasn't come till now. So long you're telling us it's coming. And then Allah Ta'ala explained His great Qudrat, that these people must not doubt the coming of Qiyamah in any way whatsoever. In various ways, Allah's great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala had discussed, and in there His great Qudrat also. And when Allah is able to show His great Qudrat, which we are witnessing every day, which came in detail, all the various discussions, then it is easy to understand that it is nothing difficult for Allah Ta'ala to bring the day of Qiyamah as well. Towards the end of that, Allah Ta'ala explained the coming of Qiyamah, how it will come and how everything will be destroyed. The sky will be destroyed, there will be great, great gaps in the sky, and people will see things have changed completely. Mountains will fly like cotton wool, and by that the earth will not remain on its place, and everything will be destroyed. And here, from here also we understand one great thing, that Allah Ta'ala, when He destroys all these things and He finishes it up, Allah doesn't need a dumping place for it. Like we build our house, we have to do some renovations, lot of rubble comes out, we clean our house, the dirt comes out of the house, we need to put it in the dustbin, the refuse people need to go and drop it somewhere, and the rubble has to be dumped somewhere also. Allah needs no dumping ground. Allah's Qudrat is far above what man can ever imagine. Scientists maintain that matter cannot be created, nor can matter be destroyed. That is a limit. The scientists are also human beings, and with our limited minds we have made that principle. But Allah is far beyond that. When Allah destroys, that thing does not remain anywhere in existence. It doesn't have to be dumped anywhere. There is no existence left of it. And when Allah creates, He creates from non-existence. Matter, for Allah, it's not that matter cannot be created. It cannot be destroyed. Allah, He creates from non-existence. A thing which isn't there, Allah Ta'ala creates. So like that, Allah will create, destroy this whole world at that time. And man will be so completely in great, great anguish at that time. What great, the Quran explains that those conditions also, when people will be looking like they are drunk, but they won't be drunk, it will be punishment of Allah that will be so severe. So with regard to that now, yeah, Allah explains in a few ayats here what the condition of the non-believers and those who transgress the bounds of Allah and broke the laws of Allah, at that time what their condition will be. And then in quite a bit detail after that, Allah explains the condition of the righteous and the pious, and what great favors of Allah Ta'ala will be showered upon them. With regard to the non-believers, particularly the transgressors, those who had committed, who broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala, Allah says they will see, إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ كَانَتْ مِرْصَادًا بِيشَكْ دُوزَخِ دَعَكْ مِنْ, that the fire of Jahannam was actually waiting for them all the time. As in the beginning they said that when will this day of Qiyamah will come? When will Jahannam, when will it come? You warning us that we will fall into Jahannam. Allah will say, now you will see Jahannam with your own eyes. And you will see it, that it was waiting for you, just to swallow you up, to gobble you up. And Jahannam will be there for the non-believers, particularly right at the beginning. They won't have to answer any questions also. Just like in this world, they were not responsible for any actions but to accept Islam. Then the rest of the duties fall upon them. But at the beginning, they won't be responsible. The people of Jahannam will be thrown headlong into Jahannam right at the beginning. And in fact, as it is in this ayat, Jahannam will be waiting for them, just to swallow them up and gobble them up. And then they will realize what this Jahannam is. لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبَا شَرِيرُكَ ثِكَانَا, and this will be the place for the wrongdoers, where they will land finally there, and then they will see what this Jahannam was. and Jahannam also, and Mufassireen, yeah, also at this juncture are constrained to say, may Allah protect us all from His azab in this world also, at the Qabr also, the day of Qiyamah also, and the azab of Jahannam also. It is too terrible to just to think about it also. So this Jahannam will be the place where they will be, where they will be staying. That will be the final abode. Like where somebody is invited to a place, he gets a hotel, they say, this is your place to stay. This will be told, this is your place now. For the people, the wrongdoers, Jahannam will be the place where they will stay. لَابِثِينَ فِيهَا أَحْقَابًا رَحَا كَرَيْ أُسْمَيْ قَرْنُوا. And they will remain in there for centuries and centuries. In other words, forever and ever. The ahqaba is the plural of haqab. And that is a period of time, a very long period of time according to the dictionary. But according to the mufassirin and the meaning of this ayat, it is that lengthy period which has got no end. Now to be in Jahannam forever and ever and ever, we cannot imagine it. It's only Allah out of His fazl that He protects us in this world. He gives us the tawfiq to fulfill His commandments, live as He wants us to live, and then finally to get saved from Jahannam and to enter into the blissful place of Jannah. And it is necessary for us to worry about ourselves, our families, our children, everyone. Where this world is very, very temporary. The real life is the life of Akhirat, which is eternal. And there we must worry about them, so they will remain in there forever and ever. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says that they will stay there and their punishment will only increase all the time. Allah Ta'ala, may He out of His kindness save us from these terrible ordeals and things which will happen. And then there in Jahannam, may Allah protect us. La yadhuquna fiha bardan wala sharaba. Na chakhe waha kuch maza, thandak ka, aur na peena mile kuch. And there in Jahannam, one of the aspects of it, they will find no coolness. The intense heat of the fire of Jahannam. The lowest heat of Jahannam is 70 times more severe than the most severest heat of this dunya. Yes, sometimes just the hot water scalds us and we cannot take that. A cup of tea you put to your lips, it was very hot tea and we cannot take that. It is too much. Sometimes you just gulp a little sip and in your mouth that hot food or that hot tea, how difficult it is. With just a matchstick, with the flame of it, we cannot tolerate. May Allah protect us, our families and everyone. And we must make dua for the whole of mankind that Allah protects all, that we bring, have iman, live with proper iman, die with proper iman, and correct our actions also. So there will be no coolness, that is out of the question. And the thing is, Allah Ta'ala said, they will not even taste of coolness. Then we know what is tasting. For example, a pot of food is cooked. You just take a teaspoon and you taste. Or you have some other thing, and just on your fingertips, you just put it, salt for example, and you taste it just from your fingertips, just that little. That also they won't get so much of coolness there. And Allahu Akbar, some of us have explained here that burden means sleep. That the sleep a person gets, and we know sometimes just a 2 minute little sleep or even less than that and it freshens you up again. And you get your proper sleep, 6 hours, 5 hours, you get fresh again. But there they won't taste sleep also. And we know when you really sleepy, and they're going to be there forever and ever. So, and if you don't get any sleep, we know what our condition is if we don't get sleep. There, how it, and they won't even taste of sleep there. May Allah protect us. What that condition will be? Wala sharaba, and nothing cool drink they won't get. They won't even get to taste any cold drink, water or anything like that. Nothing. But what will they get to drink there? Illa hamima wa ghassa. Magar gharam pani aur behte peep. The only thing they will get there to drink will be hot boiling water. And hot and dead boiling water, not our boiling water. And yeah, also we know, just water we don't see water on our dasturkhan. It must be colored water, juice, cold drinks, etc. But even water, they won't get plain water. It will be hot boiling water. What will be their condition? And khassaqa, the pus of the people of Jahannam. from the sores and that, the dirt and filth, that pus that comes out, that will be their drinking matter. May Allah protect us all, especially we worried about our families. We worry a lot about our families for their education, their comfort, their homes, their everything. But this is the real thing to worry about ourselves first. Our families also, that is too hard to even think. And it is only by the fazl of Allah, may He protect us all. And tawbah, istighfar is a very, very important thing. And then to stay firm on our tawbah and istighfar, and until we meet Allah Ta'ala, may Allah may give us a pleasant journey to Him and a pleasant stay with Him when we reach there.